Report, Joe Biden to decide on 2020 presidential bid in 2 weeks. By Catherine Rodriguez on January 7, 2019. Former Vice President Joe Biden will likely decide in the next 2 weeks if he will run for president in 2020, according to a report. Biden reportedly told people close to him that he does not think any other Democrat challengers could take on President Donald Trump in a general election. The 76-year-old Democrat has spent the last few weeks reaching out to allies and supporters as he prepares to announce his decision about running in 2020, The New York Times reported. "If you can persuade me there is somebody better who can win, I'm happy not to do it. But I don't see the candidate who can clearly do what has to be done to win," Biden reportedly told supporters on a phone call, according to one Democrat close to Biden. Biden has felt confident about his chances of winning against Trump in the 2020 presidential election, telling The Intercept in December 2018 that anybody could beat Trump. But if the former vice president mounts a presidential bid for the third time, he may have to answer to explosive revelations about a $1.5 billion deal he and his son Hunter made with the Chinese government-backed Bank of China. The deal was made just 10 days after the vice president and his son returned from a trip to China aboard Air Force Two. Breitbart News senior editor-at-large Peter Schweitzer, in his book Secret Empires, How the American Political Class Hides Corruption and Enriches Family and Friends, detailed how Biden may have helped Hunter secure the $1.5 billion deal with a China-based investment firm that had ties to a Chinese atomic energy company indicted for nuclear power conspiracy against the United States. The FBI arrests and charges senior officials in this company with stealing nuclear secrets in the United States. Specifically, they're trying to get access to something called the AP-1000 nuclear reactor that is very similar to the ones that we put on U.S. submarines, Schweitzer wrote. So again, you have the son of the vice president, a close aide to the Secretary of State, who are investing in a company that is trying to steal nuclear secrets in the United States. It's a stunning story, and here's the thing, none of this is required to be disclosed because they've figured out a way to get around these disclosure laws, Schweitzer continued.